suggesting for the festival of Christmas. In reaching for the babe of Bethlehem lying in his manger. And this is the core and center of our whole festival of Christmas. And we are moving now to the kitchen, where it is the same day when the wise men, the Gentiles, will come to worship and adore, to whom they will give their presence and their allegiance. And this day is the main. It really the focal point, not only of Christmas, but also of Christianity. For it is at this time and at this point that God enters history as a man. And at Christmas time, his humanity becomes predominant in our thinking. Because here is God, the creator God, who has now come down into the world. He has assumed humanity and has become the God, man. When we leave this visible of his ascension, heading forth through the passion and the crucifixion, and then the ascension regions more of his spirit. But at Christmas, we look at his humanity, and we center on the sign of Bethlehem. We go in the manger. But there is also much beyond the manger. Beyond in both directions. As Paul says, using the illustration as example of an heir who has claim to the entire estate, yet as long as he is a minor, has absolutely no control or adjudication over that estate or even over his own. Like I'm using this as an example, he says this is the way to advise for all of Judaism. We are under guidance. We are under trustee. So with us. When we were killed, he was killed to the elementary church of the unity. And as he mentioned in a few verses on and in other chapters, we can understand this community ceremonial law as the the law under which they have to live and operate. The hedge around the law which they increase and expand. And so we were under the elemental spirit slaves. But then comes the decisive difference of the sun in the manger. When the time was fully come, God sent forth his son. And so, in God's plan, at the proper time, he commissioned his son, sent him out from himself on a mission and on a purpose. And the purpose was to be born of woman and born under law to redeem those who were under law. And so, we see him assuming all of humanity, acquiring pure nature, for this was necessary in order for the salvation of all mankind. Yet he be both God and man. Yet he lived under law, both the active and the passive obedience, keeping it from our stead and paying the penalty for our transgression of the law. And so he came, sent forth under this mission, to redeem those under the law. And this is the reason for the little child in the manger. He was to set us free. And he does this to keep us in the future. For the Jews, they have now received their majority. They are now free from their burden. As a law, from the being slaves to the elemental spirit of the universe. And to the Gentiles, to us, we are redeemed by adoption. And so we choose to exercise our full right, our full majority under God's Christ. And with the result, we have been adopted as sons, with full rights and privileges that inherit. And so he sent his, the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. The same word, he sent out with a commission, with a mission, his Holy Spirit, which was promised by Jesus to fulfill the Pentecost and remain with us for all time. And this is the ultimate purpose of the little baby in the manger, the youth, example of humanity, who was also divinity, so that we could cry, Abba, Father, as we will say it in a few minutes, the our Father. Together with from our brother, our co-heir, and we have won all of this. So, through God, you are no longer a slave, but you are a son, and if a son, then an heir. This is the certainty we have of our salvation. This is what we receive as Christians. This is what we intensify in a person. And this is what we, with our strength and our message throughout life. That because Christ came as a man, he will take care of all of the problems of all humanity and bring us to our full inheritance through Christ to God, to our majority. In heaven, we are the heir of the certainty.